What's up, what's up, what's up? I'm sitting here having some of my Nikka coffee malt whiskey, which is delicious. For those that don't know, I am in a 16-league dynasty startup, and we're actually drafting now. So I've been thinking football and figured I'd make a little pod by myself, give you guys some entertainment. Throw out some hot takes, throw out my opinions, and you guys can see what you think. So, first, I want to plug the platform that we're using. I mentioned it in an email. I don't know if anyone ever read it, but it's called Sleeper. It's very mobile-friendly. It's by far the best app for fantasy football that I have used. Very self explanatory, very easy to use. Fully, it's got just as much customization as almost as much as my fantasy league, but the app is by far better than ESPN. Provides lots of information, lots of things you can do. I don't know if anyone has used it before, but I highly recommend looking into it. It's going to be put up for a vote by me. I think we should switch to it. That's my plug for that. So, as I mentioned, we're doing a draft right now, and it's kind of interesting because it's a dynasty startup, and we're drafting now. Now, that makes things complicated because, number one, free agency hasn't started, so there's question marks around a lot of those players. But also, interestingly enough, you're also able to draft picks because you can do a rookie draft. So it's very complicated. But it got me thinking about, like, you know, what's going to happen with this year. So, you know, first, as you all know, I'm a big fan of Justin Fields. I think the Bears should keep him. I think the Bears should build around him. I think he's got what it takes. But I think the writing is on the wall. Fields is done in Chicago. There's been lots of just, you know, chatter about teams that are trading for him. He's unfollowed the Bears. He says it's not a big deal, but people don't just do that. So the writing's on the wall. I suspect he will be traded probably by the end of the week. And question is, where's he going to go? So in order to answer that question, I think that the first domino to drop is some of the other free agent quarterbacks that are out there. The teams that are interested in Fields seems to be, or the teams that are quarterback needy right now for sure, are Atlanta, Vegas, and Pittsburgh, as far as teams that don't have high draft picks to pick a quarterback in the first round. Now, I suspect that Atlanta's going to make a big push for Kirk Cousins. I think that they want a strong pocket passer to take advantage of all the weapons that they have and that they have not used effectively. Obviously, he's coming off an injury. This is probably Cousins' last time to cash in on money. I think he's like 35 or so coming off an injury. I know Minnesota wants to keep him, but I expect Atlanta to make an offer that he can't refuse. So that, by my prediction, that puts Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. Now, that takes Atlanta out of the running for Justin Fields. I think that Fields is going to end up on the Raiders. Now, it's kind of weird because if I remember correctly, I think the offensive coordinator from the Bears that they let go is now in Las Vegas. But Vegas has some nice weapons. Vegas likes to make a splash. Their ownership likes to make a splash. They're in Vegas. Like to make a big deal about everything. Bringing in Fields not only makes a big deal about that, but he's a big play waiting to happen. They need someone to effectively get the ball to Devontae Adams. He's only got a few years left in him, and doesn't sound like they're going to trade him. Plus, they have Antonio Pierce as their coach now. Seems to be a player's coach. They have all the makings to be a solid team. If my prediction comes true and Fields ends up in Vegas, I'm calling it now, they're a playoff team. as soon as they let go of Josh Loser McDaniels, that team turned around. They played hard. Their defense was playing out of their minds. They have, like I said, offensive weapons. They just don't have a quarterback. So that puts Fields in Vegas. Then you have an opening in Minnesota, an opening in Pittsburgh. And I think Baker Mayfield goes back to Tampa Bay. And there's not much left out there except for Russell Wilson, who just got cut and is not going to be in Denver next year. I don't know what Denver's going to do with the quarterback position, but Russell ain't the answer. I think Russell ends up in Minnesota. They have Justin Jefferson. They want someone to get him the ball. They're not going to want to start over with a rookie quarterback or a, you know, second, third string kind of quarterback. And Pittsburgh doesn't seem to really want to make a splash at quarterback. They seem perfectly content with Mason Rudolph leading their team last year. I think they'll run it back with their Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph making something happen, continuing to be mediocre at best. That's what I predict for the quarterback carousel. I'll jump to wide receiver because there's not much that I think is going to move there. There's not a lot of big names out there. T. Higgins already got franchised. Mike Evans seems to have come to a deal with Tampa Bay that was expected as well. Pittman's a free agent. I'm pretty sure Indianapolis will sign him to a deal unless they fuck it up like they fucked up Jonathan Taylor, but I don't think that'll be the case. Calvin Ridley's also a free agent. He'll probably end up back in Jacksonville. They traded for him to begin with. I don't see them giving up on that just yet. It was kind of an up-and-down year for everything last year. That just leaves one decent receiver that was recently cut, Marquise Brown. Oh, I don't know if he was cut, but they're not going to re-sign him in Arizona. And my prediction ends up on the Chiefs. Chiefs, it's no secret, even though they won the Super Bowl, they need to step up their receiving weapons. They let go of MVS already. What a waste that was. That guy got paid $30 million to run down the field, catch a ball every three games. Marquise Brown fits the bill for them. Speedy receiver, stretches the length of the field. That's what they had in Tyreek Hill. That's what they were hoping to recreate a little bit with MVS. That didn't really work. I think Marquise Brown fits in there nicely, a nice compliment to Rashee Rice. They might go after some other smaller free agents as well, but I think it's clear they need to bring in some veteran into that offense because it wasn't their offense that won that Super Bowl. It was their defense. So that's where I think he ends up. And then for what it's worth, I think that Curtis Samuel is also a free agent. Carolina needs big help at their receiving. They had no one to throw to. I think there might be a homecoming in place for Curtis Samuel. And that's my predictions there. And that leaves the running backs. A lot of big names on the board there. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, DeAndre Swift. Zach Moss is also a free agent. So a lot of big names. We know the running back market's not very good. They're not going to get paid. I think Saquon's time in New York is done. There's one team that loves to spend money on running backs that had a piss-poor running game last year. They shat the bed in the playoffs again. I think they need a ground, tough runner to really make some noise in the playoffs. I predict Saquon to the Dallas Cowboys. Josh Jacobs, I think he's going to get back with the Raiders. I think they have a pretty decent relationship, and I see that happening. Derrick Henry. Rumors are he's headed to Baltimore. I think it's a good fit. You know, another team that kind of abandoned the run in the playoffs when they needed the run the most. Derrick Henry there makes that team very scary, if that actually happens. I think Derrick Henry's still got plenty of juice to do what they need as far as hammer it home from within the 20-yard line. So I think him to the Ravens. Tony Pollard didn't really live up to expectations as a lead back. But a team that's going to be looking for a running back and probably not wanting to spend big because they probably want to make their defense a little bit better. I think Pollard is a good fit in Houston. They'll be looking for a running back. Damian Pierce not cutting it anymore. All they had was Devin Singletary. Maybe they re-signed Singletary for a cheap deal, pair him with Pollard. They're kind of the same, but you know, they're with C.J. Stroud throwing the ball a lot. They're not looking for a ground and pound that much. I think Pollard's a nice fit in Houston. Austin Eckler. It's pretty clear his time in with the Chargers is probably done. I think he's still got a year or two left. Probably not a lead back, but good for a team that wants to win now. Team that wants to win now and needs some help at running back because of injuries and, you know, their replacement not helping as much as they would thought. Cleveland, I think they make a push. I think they can get him for not that much. Cleveland's a spot for him. DeAndre Swift, I think he re-ups with Philly. I think he liked being there. They used him appropriately. He didn't get hurt. Played all the games. Philly's a good choice. And that leaves Zach Moss. We got some openings. Two teams that come to mind that will need a running back. Minnesota, let go of Madison. And New York with them potentially, well, with my prediction of them losing Saquon. I think Zach Moss ends up in New York. I think Minnesota probably is going to say, you know, not look to bring in a running back. And they got Ty Chandler, make some draft picks. And that's how I think free agency is going to pan out. So that's all I really got. Comments, throw them at me. These are some hot, hot, hot takes. We'll see if any of them actually come true. Football is alive and well for me. I don't know if anyone else is thinking about it, but I'm getting excited. Draft is around the corner. I hope the Bears don't really screw it up, but I have no faith. So let me know what y'all think. Bye.